there is a setback for a Keswick mother hoping the province would approve the chemotherapy that is helping her battle pancreatic cancer. We were expecting a provincial committee to make a recommendation on FOLFIRINOX last week. But as Libby Znaimer tells us, it looks like a decision will be delayed until the fall.
It's hard. You know, you live and you work in Ontario, and I'm a nurse here, too. And then when you get sick, your province doesn't support you. It's pretty sad. It's like, I don't want to leave my family in debt. And it is working, so I want to continue with it. So I'm kind of caught in the middle.
Lydia Toporowski is disappointed there's still no decision on FOLFIRINOX, the drug cocktail that is successfully treating her pancreatic cancer. That means she'll have to keep paying $3,400 a month until after the Health Ministry's Committee to Evaluate Drugs meets again. Diane MacArthur is the Executive Officer of Ontario Public Drug Programs.
This is not taking a long time. This is moving very, very quickly. It is not a bureaucratic process. It is a very, we're very aware of the importance of this drug.
But the committee, which normally meets monthly, isn't even getting together again until September.
They will be talking about it at the very next opportunity.
Well, if it's so urgent, why are they waiting 2 months to even discuss it again?
As I said, they're going to be talking about this at the very next opportunity.
It may be quick by the province's standards, but cancer patients have a different timetable.
That's not quick enough in healthcare. You know, like, months make a huge difference in someone's life, you know, especially with cancer, because cancer can grow.
I'm Libby Znaimer for the new Classical 96.3 FM.
The drug is already available in other provinces. You can sign a petition in support of Lydia at pancreaticcancer.ca.